Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Good morning. Eagles of fire, to God be the glory. Boy, we have some faithful wakers in the morning. Every morning we've been up around 6, 6:30, some of us 5, 4 o'clock, just spending time with the Lord, and then we come together on the air. Amen. Well, good morning. This is your host, Governing Apostle Blossom Brackman. It is truly an honor to be with you again this morning. I don't even know how I do it, but I know that when I get up and the Lord is the first thing on my mind, I'm ready to start my day with Him. Amen and amen. God is such a good God, you guys. You know, each morning as I raise up and I ponder on Him, I get visions and dreams and just hear His heartbeat. And today I want to talk about a part of our series dealing with spiritual fitness. And I wanted to talk about our uniqueness. Sometimes we hear about people talking about uniqueness in the sense of, you know, I've got these special qualities and that will look at me. But I want to look at it from a different perspective this morning. We think about, yes, we were fearfully and wonderfully made, but I want to take a look at it from another perspective this morning. So let's get ready to open up our hearts so the Lord can minister to us. And I'm going to ask Paloma, I see that she's on the line with us this morning, to start us up with prayer. And Catherine, if you could do the same, and then we will open up with our morning devotion. Amen. Good morning.
Amen. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine. What is this? Good morning. God bless you both.
Good morning.
Oh, I think this is a part of our regimen in the morning. Start with laughter. How about that? That really makes this program unique. Oh, my. We can't even start without laughing away. Anyways, to God be the glory. Isn't that a joyous, though, that we can start our day with laughter? Some people get up just getting up grumpy and just, I don't want to start their day. But I think it's beautiful that we start off with giggles to start our morning. It does kind of open up like a flower, doesn't it? Amen.
Yeah.
All right, sweetheart. Well, Paloma, if you want to start this morning, and then Catherine, just follow after her. And
okay.
Then I'll start our devotion this morning about our uniqueness.
Apostle Blossom, I'm going to yield to Catherine this morning.
Okay, that's fine. Oh. Amen.
Okay. Well, good morning, Lord. You are such a joy. Oh, my goodness, Lord. I remember the days when I didn't want to wake up, and I just was just so sad and filled with grief and no purpose, and yet you are such an important, wonderful gift of joy. You have just blessed me so much and restored my life in indescribable ways. It's you are so amazing, God. Oh my goodness. I just love, love, love to just be in your presence. And when I wake up, Lord, I just feel like you just tickle me all over from the top of my head down to the soles of my feet. And you are just such a delight, God. There's no words to describe how much that you just delight in us and we can delight in you, Lord. You're just way too much fun, God. We just can't even contain the joy and the fun that you are. You're just so fun, God. Oh, my gosh. I never have a boring moment. It's just, you just reveal so much of your love, oh, God. Oh, thank you, God. Just the variety and the uniqueness, just as Apostle Blossom has spoken. Oh, my goodness, Lord, just look at the variety of the flowers that some are open and some are getting ready to just burst forth, and some are in the end of their season fully opening. And I think of that lily last week, Lord, that I had in my home, and even to the end, just the fragrance. Oh, Jesus, the fragrance of that lily just permeated every corner of my little place that I'm staying at, Father. And that's exactly what your joy does, Lord. Your joy does the same thing. It just permeates every cell in our body. And we just thank you, God, that there is no limit, Lord. You just touch us and overflow. It just becomes so contagious, God. I know a smile, it just speaks volumes through the sound waves. It just shakes the atmosphere. It's like a stone that hits the water and it just goes out and out and out. It's so perfect. It's so beautiful. You are so perfect and so beautiful to just bless us with joy that is uncontainable and so contagious, God. I just thank you for that gift of laughter. There's all kinds of sounds of laughter too, Lord. I thank you, just even in animals, Father, that they wag their tails and some just make noise like birds, Lord, just make those sounds of joy. Even the wheat that when the wind touches the wheat, they just move with joy. Sometimes leaves just spin around, Lord, as your wind blows them. There's so many different ways that you celebrate life and you bring to us, oh God, oh Jesus. Oh, Lord, I thank you for the vibration of the joy of laughter, Lord, that just wells up just like a fountain, oh God. You just spring up, oh well, Lord. I pray for every person today, Lord, that you just show them that they are carrying this fountain of joy, Lord. Lord, just tickle them in places that you know, Lord, that they will come and surrender to you today and say yes and amen. I love you so much, God. I love you so much, God. Thank you for joy. Thank you for joy. Thank you that this is the day that you have made and we can rejoice in it and be glad in it, Lord. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Wherever we are, whatever we do, whoever we see today, Lord, that you just are contagiously blessing us with this gift of joy, Lord. Let it permeate every cell of our DNA, Lord. Let it shift and change the atmosphere wherever we go today, Lord. Ever, whoever that we are with, oh God, we thank you, Lord, across this nation, around the world. You are so big and so gracious and so lovely that your presence permeates every place. There is no place that your joy cannot go. It's unstoppable. Oh, Jesus, you are so lovely. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your Son, for this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful gift of joy, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. We honor you. Oh, Lord. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for the artists, Lord, like myself, that we can take a brush and every time we dip it into the paint, we can put it on the canvas and we can make joy with colors that are indescribable, Lord. We thank you for the beauty, for the beauty and the strength of joy. Oh, karasa tata lebebe se. Ha kakarasa tata komo se teke lebebe. O karlopopo sa tata. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus, there's joy in music, Father. We can hear the sounds of your heart beating with joy when you come toward us and we are drawn toward you and we become one with you, Lord. Thank you that you can make your people one in you, just as you are in your Father. Lord, we thank you for that beautiful, 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 beautiful rapport and strength.
Oh, Rabashi Kanamahaya. Hallelujah. 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 Spirit of the living God. Fall afresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Hallelujah to your name, God, this morning. And Father, I just co-side with my dear sister Catherine, what she has spoken this morning, that just released something in my spirit. Lord, we bless your holy name this morning. We give you all the praise and we give you all the glory and we welcome your blanket of love around us that saturates our being, God, that opens our flowers, open up us up to have more of you, that we just say, here, Lord, take all of us. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we love you this morning. You are all, thank you for just guiding us and directing us through our day. Thank you, God, for smiling on us and just allowing a fresh breath to come upon us, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God, that you place a crown upon our head, that you remind us how unique and wonderfully made that we are in to be like you, Lord God. Hallelujah for that miracle in itself. There's not another duplicate like ourselves in the whole world that separates us to see how uniquely and divinely created we've been made to separate us to yourself, Lord. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We thank you this morning, God, that we get to open our eyes again once more to see the light of your world, to see the light beaming each and every day. So we, as a remembrance that you are the light of the world and we get to be a part of what you are doing. We get to be a part of your majestic work each and every day. As you reveal your secrets to us, as you reveal what you're doing, Lord God, in the earth, to allow us to be a part of your glory, Father, in what you're doing. We're becoming a part of history, Lord. Hallelujah. A part of the annuals that are created each year. Hallelujah. So we praise you, Lord, this morning. Father, we're not here to ask of anything but just to worship you, Lord God. We're not here to ask you of anything but to just say hallelujah to your name, God. We're not here to ask you of anything but just to be in your chamber. We're not here to ask you of anything, God. We just want to lay at your feet. We're not here to ask you of anything, oh God. We just want to hear the heartbeat, your heart beating for us, God. Lord, we don't want to ask you of anything. We just want to see your eyes of lovingness towards us. Lord, we don't want to ask you of anything. We want to hear the thunder roar and the lightning clash and the sound of many waters of your voice. We don't want to ask of anything but for your presence this morning. We don't want to ask you of anything, God, but just to walk with you, to hear your voice, to hear the whisper of your love. We don't want to ask you of anything this morning, Lord. We just want to hear our names on your lip. I want to hear you say, good morning, Blossom. Good morning, Catherine. Good morning, Paloma, and many others. We just want to hear you call out our name this morning. Oh, Lord, for when you speak our name, it is enough to know that our Father has spoken our name. And when he releases our name, and when you release our name, it vibrates throughout all eternity. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord, that you are the captain of our soul. We don't want to ask for anything, Lord, but to wear your mantle. We don't want to ask you of anything, Lord, just so we can hold you and know that you're real. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't want to ask you of anything, Lord, but to just say thank you this morning. As Catherine said, there was a time that there was no joy. We couldn't even laugh. But now you've given us laughter, God. We don't want to ask you of anything, Lord, but to give our laughter back to you. Hallelujah. Our smiles back to you. The joy of knowing you in the reflection of our face, God, back to you. Hallelujah. To be a mirror reflection of your fragrance, a mirror reflection of your face back to you. Hallelujah. We don't want to ask anything, Lord. We just want to give you a sound of praise and adoration to tell you how much we love you. We just want to tell you that you're worthy, oh God, that you're glorious, you're majestic, you're beautiful. You reign, you reign, you reign, you reign, you reign. You sit high and lifted up, God, on your throne. We don't want to ask of anything but to worship you, oh God. Holy, 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 holy. Hallelujah. It is in your uniqueness, God, that we are unique. Hallelujah. In your supernatural glory, we get to be a part of it. So, Lord, this moment, we don't want to ask you of anything, but just allow us to just worship you and adore you. To remind you that we are your offspring. And that all power and glory and honor is yours. And we get to be a part of that, to embrace it, to be able to be an extension of you, Lord God. Wow. 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 Our heart's desire is to walk with you through eternity, Lord God. So we don't want to ask you of anything but just to be in your presence today. For in you there is peace, joy, and contentment. Father, sometimes we forget that you are the prize. Sometimes we forget that you are everything. We get consumed sometimes in our daily problems, and they are nothing to you. But it matters to you what we go through. And so, Lord, all we ask this morning is that you walk with us, Lord. Talk with us more this morning, Lord. Open our eyes that we can see more of you, Lord. It's about you today, Lord. It's not about what we can do, what we could do. It's all about you. And so we give Eagles of Fire back to you because it belongs to you, Lord. For this is your movement. This is your heart for your prophets and apostles and intercessors and pastors, evangelists, teachers, all that you have called. This is your ministry. And we humbly serve you today. We pray for the nations, Lord God, as we bring the nations before you this morning, that they too can worship you from their hearts. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're worthy. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Where do you start from that? Where do you go from there? Well, hallelujah. I'm just in awe of who he is. When you begin to really think about the uniqueness of God, it just blows the mind, because really our minds cannot truly contain the awesomeness of God. Just a little bit that we get that revelation about him is so much that we have to sit down, because we go into shock. When we start thinking about how grand and huge is, our minds cannot even wrap around the smallness, a tidbit of who he is. And then when he comes upon us in love, we go into shock, in love shock, heavenly shock. It takes us a minute just to regroup, just from a moment of his presence. Glory be to God. And so he has created us to be unique, so the world can see who he is through our personal lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, today our spiritual fitness is about my uniqueness. A lot of times today we have people that claim their uniqueness in maybe a particular art that they may do, or a particular, maybe someone can speak maybe 10 or 15 languages that seems to make them unique. Sometimes we have acrobatics that do weird stuff to me that I could never do, you know, like change your body form and all that kind of stuff. Or they can do balance things on their head or their finger. You know, this is really strange things that I could never do, but it makes them unique. Someone that can do things that you cannot do, that it like blows your mind. How do they do that? In your mind, they're unique. Uniqueness is something that is singular, that only maybe one person may be able to do, or many people can do. But at the same time, it's unique. It seems strange, especially when you can't do it. It seems unnatural because you can't do it. Some of us makes it make if you feel uncomfortable because it's unfamiliar territory. Some people can just do certain things, or have learned to manipulate their bodies to do something unique. And so in that uniqueness, God has created us to be like him who is unique. Our God is an awesome God. Glory be to God. As I was in my time of reading the word of the Lord, to your name, O Lord, I thought about our uniqueness in the sense of how God created us. We know that we were knitted in our mother's wombs, and we are unique in our creation. But what makes us more unique is the fact that God reveals himself through us, and it begins with also our attitude and how we perceive what God is saying to us. When we work out in the gym, or for those that look at themselves and maybe, you know, show their muscles in the mirror for a minute, or women, we like to take a look at our size and see how far out our belly may be sticking out. I just call my stomach is just smiling. That's my rationale about it. But as we get older, our body begins to sag a little bit unless we really continue with a regimen of exercise. Men, it's the same way too. They miss their six packs, and so they will find themselves in the gym to keep their form. We women tend to do the same thing too, or we walk, or we just like say, you know what, I'm getting older, it is what it is, and we kind of just let ourselves go. At times, sometimes I'm guilty of that, but I'm still working on it. But in our uniqueness, we all have a tendency of wanting to make ourselves look a certain way, be a certain way, to sometimes make ourselves feel unique. But we are unique already for these very simple reasons. We have a future glory that is a part of our uniqueness that man in this world sometimes does not understand. We have a tendency of accepting what the norm is, that we all need to be the same way, think the same way, and that is a condition of the way of the world. We all need to dress a certain way, talk a certain way, embrace things that are contrary to the word of God. If not, then it makes you strange and unusual. The world does not want us to be unique. They want us to look like them. And when I say them, not to bring separation, but those that do not walk with the Spirit of the Lord. They want us to be like them, talk like them, and do everything that God says not to do. And so it's just so we do not look unique or separated from the world. The Lord wants us to be who He's called you to be. It doesn't matter how often that you are working out in the gym, you will not look like that woman that's doing her biceps that has worked out for 20 years. And we get frustrated because we want what we see that we have not labored for. I recognize that I am not going to be a size 2 when I may be a size I won't go there. I won't be that woman that can wear that outfit, bam, bam, boom, and have that, you know, suave about her, because I'm not there. My body is my body. My behavior is my behavior also, and my mindset is mine. When we're dealing with spiritual fitness, we have to begin to start thinking unique. We have to begin walking unique so we can look like our Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want to read this part of scripture that I think is really beautiful that, again, reveals to us our uniqueness. The Lord has really put a patent on us. You know what a patent is? A patent is that says, this is mine. You work hard for your labor, like, for instance, for those that are artists or those that have come up with an invention. We put a patent on it, say, this is mine. It's unique. It's the way I created it. This is mine. Well, anyways, God has a patent on us, and He's personalized us to look like Him, to walk like Him before sin came into the world. And we are getting ready to return back to that state, that true uniqueness. Thank you, Lord. In Romans 8, starting at verse 18, I want to talk a little bit about the future glory for His children and the new body God has promised us. And those that desire to walk with Him will also have a new attitude and a new mind. We have to start learning how to come out of this negative thinking. We have to learn how to come out of being what other people call us to be, that treat us that we have to think a certain way. If not, we're not like them, and so they ostracize us and push us out of the way. But the reality is, God made you the way you are in your unique qualities. For instance, I'll use this before I read. Catherine, when I come on the air, and Catherine, just to hear her voice, the vibration of her personality that I hear, even though we have not embraced, triggers something in me, which is laughter. Her uniqueness does something for me, and no one else can do that because I've never found anyone else that can make me laugh like Catherine can. But someone else may not like that because it triggers something in them. But that is her uniqueness. And so someone may not like it. So guess what they'll try to do? They'll try to conform her to be just like them, a person that may not laugh and that may not be joyful. And so the mindset of that individual is to break her down, possibly. Catherine, that's using you as an example, sweetheart. But they may try to break her down, try to destroy her joy. Why? Because their attitude says that in their grew up, that laughter is not necessary. Maybe laughter is foolishness to them. Maybe laughter is like, you know, just being extraordinary, trying to get attention. That's what their perceptions may be. And so they must eradicate it. Well, that's their way of thinking. And generally, a lot of times in the world today, that is what you do see. If someone doesn't like the way you think or the way you look or the way you act, that's even beautiful, they will try to destroy it because that is not what they desire in their personal life, where they're at. And so they'll try to destroy your uniqueness. But God made us all unique. And slowly but surely, Catherine, God bless your heart, that with time, guess what? That person that really irritated by your laughter and your joy will eventually desire it themselves. Little known, they probably desire more so, and they're angry because they can't understand where the joy comes from that they too are seeking. So it's in our uniqueness that God has created us so we can be a blessing to each other. Our uniqueness comes by being who God created us to be. That means our mindset must change, the way we think, how we treat others, how we walk and talk with others. Our uniqueness is not so much our physical fitness. Our uniqueness comes through our spiritual fitness. Your kindness, your joy, all the fruits of the Spirit are your uniqueness to the world. Glory be to God. Your uniqueness comes from within, from you knowing God and being a child of God, that you can produce these areas of God's gifts to the church and to those that don't know him, the uniqueness even of laughter. In Romans 8, the future glory says, it starts here at verses 8-19. For all creation is waiting eagerly for that future day when God will reveal who his children really are. Against his will, everything on earth was subject to God's curse. All creation anticipates a day when it will join God's children in glorious freedom from death and decay. For we know that all creation has been groaning, as in the pains of childbirth, right up to the present time. And even we Christians, although we have the Holy Spirit within us as a foretaste of future glory, also groan to be released from pain and suffering. We too wait anxiously for that day when God will give us our full rights as his children, including the new bodies he has promised us. Now that we are saved, we eagerly look forward to this freedom. For if you already have something, you don't need to hope for it. If you already have something, you don't need to hope for it. But if we look forward to something we don't have yet, we must wait patiently and confidently. And the Holy Spirit helps us in our distress. But we don't even know what we should pray for, nor how we should pray. But the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father, who knows all hearts, knows what the Spirit is saying. But the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. And we know what God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. For God knew his people in advance, and he chose them to become like his son, so that his son would be the firstborn with many brothers and sisters. And having chosen them, he called them to come to him, and he gave them right standing with himself, and he promised them from his glory. And then the beautiful part of the scripture reads, nothing can separate us from God's love. What can we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Since God did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't God who gave us Christ also give us everything else? Who dares accuse us whom God has chosen for his own? Will God? No. He is the one who has given us right standing with himself. Who then will condemn us? Will Christ, Jesus? No, for he is the one who died for us and was raised to life for us and is sitting at the place of highest honor next to God, pleading for us. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity or are persecuted or are hungry or cold or in danger or are threatened with death? Even the scripture says, for your sake we are killed every day. We are being slaughtered like sheep. No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from his love. Death can't and life can't. The angels can't and the demons can't. Our fears for today, our worries about tomorrow, and even the powers of hell can't keep God's love away. Whether we are high above the sky or in the deepest ocean, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Hallelujah. You see, as these scriptures are read in your hearing this morning, God wants you to know that your future glory is in him, and your identity is in him, and your uniqueness is in him. And even as the earth groans for God, so does our spirit. We are grown daily for his presence. We groan daily for that final day where we will receive our glorified body. So all that working out you do, guess what? You're not going to be able to keep it anyways because you're going to get a glorified body. Glory be to God. And not to discourage you. Keep working out for those that are physically working out. But our spiritual bodies will be given us a glorified bodies, which is going to even be better than all that that you have been working on. But in this is the uniqueness that God has prepared a body for us. In that body comes our thinking, the way we perceive life, how we handle situations in life, our character. Glory be to God. It is the one thing that man will have to take when it's all said and done. You see, when the body dies, it's just a living shell. We were at the museum in Washington, D.C. at the Smithsonian last week. And while we were there, we passed through a section that was where mummies were. Their bodies were still composed, but their flesh, but their spirit was gone. Well, lo and behold, their bodies are still here, but where's their spirit? Well, our spirit man develops through our character and through looking like Christ, which becomes a part of our uniqueness. That is what is removed from the shell. It's our character, our uniqueness, our love that is in line with the love of God. And also, through Christ's love, because we know that he loved us, we know that we have an assurity that many do not have. That's what makes us also unique. We are being made a part of history here on earth. What will you do for your spiritual fitness? How about thinking about something that you need to work on in your relationship with the Lord, that you can truly show your uniqueness, that I am truly a child of God. Glory be to God. And so as we walk through life, we leave a history manual, if you will, of the people that we have walked in their lives. We leave a history manual, an annual, of what we have done while we've been here on earth. What will be written on your tombs? What will the world remember you by? Will they remember your uniqueness, your smile? Every time I think about her, I think about the smile she left me. What is the last memory that you will leave someone concerning your uniqueness in God? Let this be your spiritual fitness today. Leave somebody a memory of the uniqueness of Christ in you. Let that be part of your spiritual fitness today. Hallelujah. A kind word, a thought, a suggestion that can remind them how much God loves them. Release your unique qualities to someone today. That's a part of your spiritual fitness, because in this, we are becoming more and more like Christ. I remember as I was in corporate America, I was working for a pharmaceutical company many, many years ago. And I went to a course they had about trying to do different things to make yourself improved. But while I was there, there was a question that was left. How do you want people to remember you by? What do you want people to remember you by after you are gone? And so I want to leave that question with you today. What memory will you leave with someone today of your uniqueness in Christ? Amen. Well, it is that time already. Wow, time goes really fast. May God bless you. Again, check out our website, eaglesoffire.org. Also, prepare for September 22nd to the 24th for us to meet in Washington, D.C. for our Gathering of the Nations for Eagles of Fire. May God bless you and have a wonderful, blessed day. God bless you. Hallelujah. Love you guys. Love you all. Have fun. Be unique today. Let somebody see the glory of God in you. Bye-bye. Burn it away.
turn it away.
Yo no sé si la
to stay with you for a couple of weeks, like you did tomorrow. We have to find a place. Children have no idea what they will think. Put me in my name because I've seen what they've done before. I'm not here. They're not consistent. I've seen what they did before. They need to ask him to come stay with them for at least a month or so. Maybe they're trying to look for somewhere. How long do you want to stay there? I'll just take it 3 weeks this year. Thank you.